Well, I wouldn't say this has been a problem because our members have been involved in this operation since it was rolled out, and we're well used to dealing with disparities in legislation with the two jurisdictions, but our members are resourceful and are committed, and the instances in which the Gardaí have resorted to actual enforcement across the country have been fairly limited, so this issue hasn't arose. We have found most people are very much engaging with us, complying with our instructions. They realise it's a public health issue, and we will continue to engage. And there are other statutory provisions that are available should a problem arise that our members can invoke.
And in terms of the application of the regulations across the board, your experience in Donegal has been, broadly speaking, people are compliant and people are cooperating.
Yes, people are compliant and people are very much aware. This is about keeping our community safe, and people are buying into this and are showing a very responsible attitude. So the feedback has been generally positive from our members and to our members from people who are, look, it's difficult for everyone. It's difficult for the Gardaí who are manning these checkpoints and working long hours, but it's difficult for the community and for people that are facing restrictions. But we are all in this together, and I think that's very much evident to those on the front line.